Good morning and welcome to Neon and Beyond. I'm Lauren Bond. Thank you so much for getting up early on your Sunday morning to share some time with some of our wonderful guests that stop in each and every Sunday morning. And I'm joined on the phone right now by Jane Rovianic. She is the Family and Community Engagement Coordinator at Foster Kinship. Good morning, Jane. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Lauren. I'm so glad that we were able to have a chance to have this talk. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Oh, I love speaking with anybody from Foster Kinship. I haven't had an opportunity to spend time with you, so this is going to be a fun little chat. And just for some background, Jane, could you let our listeners know in what capacity you are with the Foster Kinship and what you do there?
Sure, not a problem. What I do is I'm the Family and Community Engagement Coordinator. Basically, long title, but it basically means that I will go out in the community and tell other people, friends, families, neighbors about what the great work that Foster Kinship does. So we are a state-wide organization, so I go all around the state talking about Foster Kinship.
Awesome. How long have you been with Foster Kinship?
I've actually been with Foster Kinship. It'll be 2 years. In January.
How rewarding. Wonderful, wonderful work. I know that Foster Kinship is very, very active in our community and providing services that are very much needed. Can you let our listeners know, Jane, the background on Foster Kinship?
Absolutely. So what we believe is the fact is that Foster Kinship is basically help keep home in the family. So our vision is the fact is of having a vibrant future for all children that are in kinship care. And kinship care basically says that a aunt, uncle, grandmother, grandfather, cousins, even older siblings or neighbors that know of a child that needs a home, they provide that home when they cannot stay with their parents. So we do a lot of different services and supports for that family to make sure that that family is stabilized and able to nurture and care and provide a safe home for those children.
Absolutely. And ultimately, we do want these children placed with family. It's just better all the way around. And that can be very, very taxing. It can be trying times for the family that does step in. Tell me about the average caregiver, the kinship caregiver.
Okay. They are either someone who doesn't have children or the fact is that they're grandparents or great aunts and uncles that are caring for kids. They usually hear about the need in caring for their relative one day, and literally the next day they have to pick up a child and care for them, and they're off and running. So that means that they have to have clothing, food. They have to make sure that child is going to school.
Sure.
And
yeah.
They are doing this all at the last minute.
Sure.
So that's why we want to help support those families and making sure that they have all that they need to be successful.
It is a lot, isn't it? It's when you stop and think about it, you know, stepping into that role. And for some, not ever being in that role, or, you know, maybe it had been some time has passed since you'd been in that role. There's a whole new process. You know, like you said, getting children enrolled in school, making sure that they have the health care that they need. There's so much that you don't even stop to consider, especially for caregivers who step in and have not been in that role in some time or possibly never.
Absolutely. And so that's why Foster Kinship comes into place. We provide that support for those families because if, say, for instance, like I was a relative caregiver myself. I raised my great-grandson for 2 years.
Oh,
my children were already grown and doing their own thing, and then my great-grandson needed that help. So from the age of 3 months to 2 years, I raised my great-grandson.
Aww.
Again, I had been out of the game. I didn't know. I'm like, what is this? What is this new thing?
Sure.
You know, and what have you. I had no idea. And then what happens is literally I hit the ground running and started going. So that is what is happening with many of our caregivers. They are asked to care at the last minute on a moment's notice to make sure that these children stay safe.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it's a tall task, and there are so many who are willing to step up to it. And, of course, this is where Foster Kinship steps in. September Jane, marks National Kinship Care Month. Tell me about what would be involved in, you know, making sure that everybody is recognized during National Kinship Care Month.
Well, it's important to know that this is a great month because it really talks about the hard work that many of our kinship caregivers do. So this month is put aside to be Kinship Month. We at Foster Kinship, we want to be able to support our families. So one of the things that we have is basically a fundraiser to sponsor these wonderful families.
Sure.
So we have information on our website to be able to support these families. And this is a way for them to be acknowledged for the hard work that they do, the hard work that they put aside to basically put their lives a little bit on hold, right?
Absolutely.
So while they're caring for these children, we're making sure that they have what they need.
And you mentioned the website, and that is a good thing to get out there for our listeners. What is the website where our listeners can go and get more information and learn more about the Foster Kinship Program?
Oh, wonderful. It is fosterkinship.org. You'll be able to have information about our vision, mission, and values, as well as being able to look at our programs, how to donate, how to support us, and even how to volunteer.
Oh, wonderful.
Have an individual that is interested in volunteering, because not everyone is going to be a kinship caregiver, but you can help a kinship caregiver by volunteering for our program.
Oh, that's awesome. That was my next question, if our community could get involved with helping. This is a huge endeavor. More than 24,000 children in Nevada have benefited from Foster Kinship's life-changing services since your inception. You know, but it's ongoing. You know, one child is moved out of the system and on their own and thriving, and then we have another. So this is an ongoing situation. So these services are needed. It's just something that's constantly in need.
Absolutely. Because you never know what happens. The fact is, like, a lot of people don't think about foster kinship, right? Because they think about, well, you know, kinship, what are you talking about? But a lot of us know that maybe grandma took someone in, or your mother or father took a young person in, and what have you. So it's more common than a lot of people think about it. And if you think about it for a second, yeah, there was something going on in our family, and our cousins moved in with us.
Sure,
or
yeah.
My aunt and uncle, I moved in with them for a short period of time. Then we go, wow, there is that kinship. We did have that kinship situation or scenario in our family.
Yeah, it can present in so many different ways. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Yes, and all of those individuals who stepped up or reached out or lent, you know, out a hand up, everybody needs to be recognized. This is an amazing endeavor. A lot is put on the line when it's time to step up and take care of your own family. But there are organizations, groups, and people that are willing to help, that are there as a support system. And that, of course, is where Foster Kinship comes in.
Absolutely. And one of the things, the great thing about Foster Kinship, while we do take care of relative caregivers, we also extend support to foster parents, regular foster parents, and I'm also a licensed foster parent. We also work with adoptive parents. We work with individuals that have had their children removed from their home, and they have successfully had their children return. So we have a
wonderful
great program that helps those individuals. And our biggest thing is the fact is, regardless if the department, the child welfare system is involved with you, we don't care. The fact is, what we want to make sure is that you provide all the services that are necessary. And we all need to build that village. So I always, one of the things I do for Foster Kinship, I also teach training classes for our kinship caregivers. And I always remind people, build your village. And we want to be a part of that village to be able to support you and to be successful in supporting that child.
Yes. And speaking of the child, I know there's a lot of support for the caregiver. I know that Foster Kinship also supplies the same support to the child, to the individual who's in care.
Mm-hmm.
And you have programs that help these children navigate through this difficult time, adapting, feeling safe, feeling supported, feeling like there is a community around them. And that's where Foster Kinship also comes in.
We have a great program. That is so true. It's called the Youth and Child and Youth Intervention Services. And one of the great things about this program, it is a great supplement to our child welfare training and what we call our Kinship Training Institute. So what we do in this particular program is that we know that many of our children have experienced great deep trauma in
yes.
their lives.
Yes.
So what we want to do through the Child and Youth Intervention Services is to provide one of the programs we have is Coven Talk. And this is a great program because this particular program is an opportunity for kids to come for about 3-4 week period. They come in and they basically are able to learn. They're able to socialize with other children, but it also meets their physical and mental health needs.
Okay? Right.
So that is so important for our kids. We also provide respite care. So when your caregiver is needing time to do what they need to do, you can still bring your child to a caregiver in a program that is going to make sure that that child that has experienced trauma, that they're safe, that they're in a fun place. Our kids love coming to our program. Why? Because the fact is our young ladies and that work there love it. We also have a program for teens. We have youth groups there for teens, but we don't leave the teens out as well.
Yes,
too.
Right, absolutely.
So giving them mechanisms for coping and critical thinking and problem solving through games and language and structured activities.
All the skills they'll need to move forward and be successful.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
So you see the fact is we have all these different programs for our caregivers, but also our kids.
Yes.
Making sure that our kids are doing well. And we partner with many organizations in the community for mental health and other services that are necessary for our kids.
Well, I see here that just in 2024 alone, Foster Kinship provided more than 58,000 services to 3,244 unique families, many of whom were raising relatives' children on limited income and were without access to traditional foster care resources. I didn't even know that was a possibility, to not have access to traditional foster care resources.
Now, it's so important that you mention that because part of the thing is a lot of our caregivers are, like I said, grandparents or great aunts, uncles that are on those limited incomes. So it is a paramount importance that we connect them to those great resources that won't drain their
Right.
Resources.
Sure. I'm sure that's a concern when a relative does step up. Can I afford this? How is this going to impact, my ability to take care of my home and my necessities and still be able to give this child everything that they need to thrive?
Absolutely. And a lot of relatives look at that because, for instance, I use myself as an example. When I came to Foster Kinship, I was just asking for help. I'm raising my great-grandson. I don't understand this. And remember, I was a licensed foster parent.
Sure.
So
yeah.
What happens is I had an idea, as far as being an individual that has been a foster parent and then has also worked in the child welfare system for many years, over 20 years, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the fact is I'm thinking, oh, this is the same. It is not. They are totally two different beasts. So it's important to, for relatives coming into our program to be able to have not only financial resources, but emotional support.
Right.
Again, when you've never had children or you've already raised your children, they're out of the home, is to be able to talk to someone that's been there, done that. And the great thing about our staff, many of us have lived experience like myself. So it is very helpful whether we're teaching a class, whether we're working with our young people, whether it's even providing support in our Marcy's Heart, which is our donation center where we have clothing for not only the caregiver, but also kids, diapers, wipes, all those type of things. We are all trauma-informed and trained. So we're there to listen. We're there to be supportive, give a hug, you know, have that shoulder to cry on. Whatever that person needs, we're there for.
We're speaking with Jane Rovianek. She is the Family and Community Engagement Coordinator at Foster Kinship, an absolutely outstanding organization here in our community, one that is just a huge asset and so valued, and doing all the good work, all the hard work. And for, as you had mentioned, Jane, there are people that are out there that are looking or taking care of or have become caregivers to a relative and don't even realize that they're in that position. They're helping out in one way or another and maybe don't even know that that's the position that they've taken on. They just think they're helping out. And it may be a little bit stressful. It may cause a little anxiety or, you know, what. There's help out there. And you have the website where people can go to immediately and start seeking resources or getting support or, just like you said, getting someone to hear them out, listen to them, get a hug. So that website again, Jane.
Website again is fosterkinship.org.
Awesome. I mean, that right there is available 24/7. That's your first step. Get on there, check it out, find out what Foster Kinship is all about. If you're looking to volunteer, if you're looking to maybe get involved in our community as foster, this might be a great jump-off point as well. I know our community is in desperate need for foster care, foster families. So definitely a rewarding, as you can probably attest to, Jane, a very rewarding situation to get involved with.
Without a doubt. And we always tell people, we understand maybe you don't have that opportunity where a relative needs you to step in and care for them. But the volunteer opportunities that we have are there for you. Please feel free to get online at fosterkinship.org, and we're more than happy to tell you about our volunteer opportunities, whether they are in, you know, our office at Marcy's Heart, or like we have an upcoming trunk and treat, trunk or treat, I should say.
There you go.
There's our opportunity. So we have kids, we have cars, everyone has candy in their car.
How fun.
And then what happens is, our volunteers are so welcomed and needed in that as well, too.
Absolutely. And there is an events calendar at your website, no doubt, which will share the information for all the upcoming events and all the upcoming fundraisers. Because, again, also very important to Foster Kinship to, you know, make sure that all of these services are available in our community. These fundraisers are absolutely necessary, and volunteers, absolutely necessary. So, Jane, again, a wonderful website, a jump-off point for so many of our listeners where they can get involved. That information again?
It's fosterkinship.org.
All right. And before I let you go, I want to get some flowers out to you and the organization. This month, Foster Kinship was also recognized as Agency of the Year by the Children's Advocacy Alliance, honoring the organization's approach of combining direct support for families and strong policy advocacy to improve outcomes for children across Nevada. Congratulations. Job well done. You know, like I said, you're just such an asset to our community. And kudos to you for everything that your group is doing. The organization is absolutely amazing. And on behalf of all of us here at The Point, and I'm sure so many in our community, thank you.
Well, thank you for having us on here. We are so excited to be able to tell your listeners regarding Foster Kinship and some of the work that we do for the community.
Jane, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to speaking with you again. Have a wonderful Sunday. And a great Foster Kinship Month.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Sunday.